Okay, we're in the Rambam, Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perchav Gimel Halacha Beis. After that extensive discussion of what things get protected inside a Kli Cheres with a Tzamid Pasul, and because of the rabbinic, so we said biblically, everything's protected. But we said, rabbinically, the only things that are protected is food, water, and Kli Cheres, inside the Kli Cheres. Right. Because those things we would never borrow from an Amoritz. Right. But utensils that can be tumah, that we think only have one day tumah, that's where we can get into a problem, and they could end up borrowing things from them that are really 7 days tumah. So the rabbis across the board said that they're just not protected. So with that in mind, we pursue and continue halachas that relate to that, and hopefully maybe we can finish the perek. Beis. Now here's a very unusual case, and because it's unusual, the rabbis won't make a decree. Following up the same idea, so far we've discussed 5 items. Food, drink, and Kli Cheres. We would never borrow them anyway from an Amoritz, so it's not a problem. It's protected. Mm-hmm. Kalim, that can become Tamei, we would borrow. So how about the next case? Adam, a human being, who's inside of a Chavish, who mukavas Samid Pasul, and it's sealed. Now, I know you're going to ask, how is he going to breathe? He has an oxygen tank. I don't know.
Okay,
it's a big utensil. He could probably breathe for a couple hours before he suffocates.
It's a magic gun.
Whatever it is. So now he's brought in a Tzamid Pasul, into a house. And then there's a corpse in the house. Does he become tummy? Rabbinically,
you're not
going to borrow the right chapter.
So tar, he is tar. Va'afil, even more than that.
23.
A soul goal to cover. Even that kli cheres that he's inside is the side post of a grave. So it's like really close, but it's still tummy puzzle. Okay, he's still tar. Fierily, and the question is, well, why? So he says a simple answer. Why didn't they decree that a kli cheres should not save a person? Because, you know, what if it'll be an Amoritz who'd be in a kli cheres and he thinks he's not tamei when
it's
the kli cheres is tamei? In other words, we could make mistakes. We don't want to discriminate between an Amoritz. Don't get upset. What's going on over here? So why don't we make an across the board thing as well? The answer is, it's not a very usual occurrence. Anything that's not usual, we don't make a decree. We borrow utensils. Yes, that's quite often. Utensils will be in a Tzamid Pasul. But a human being doing a Houdini act, like we said, how's he going to breathe, this and that? It's not a typical case. Cases that are not typical, we don't make usher. So we could have gone across the board, because also the Amoritz won't be careful. He'll go into a Kli Cheres that's Tzamid. Even though we're not borrowing from him, but we don't want to make distinctions again. So therefore, but it's not a typical case, so we don't do that. Okay, straight halacha. Gimel, similar idea, but here we're going to have a case. Remember, certain things, even an Amoritz is careful about. And if he's careful, as well as to make a decree, the next two cases that Amoritz is very careful about, certain things are going to be careful. Kli cheres, an earthenware utensil, shimishtam shimbahem be'efer hapara, that they're using the ashes of the red heifer to that utensil. Whoa. Now that doesn't happen often in a lifetime, but it happens to be, I guess, Amoritz. You could have, for example, there were times where Kohanim were Amoratzim.
Yeah, second temple.
Kohanim were Amoratzim. So he's got a kli cheres of the efer paraduma. Oba kachim, or there's kachim in a kli cheres, food, whatever, from Corbin. Amoritz. Now, what if an Amoritz says it's tar?
You believe him?
You know. And the question is, well, maybe we should make, if you have kachim in a tzamid pasul, should be tamei, because maybe he won't be careful with tuma. So that we say Amoratzim nemonim al tarosim. They're going to be nemon on the tahara. Why? They're very particular about kachim and efer paraduma. So unless you have a kli cheres that's used for kachim, And now there's a utensil in it, and there was a mace and all this business. So that they're going to be careful with. They're not going to make a mistake. A regular kli cheres, it might get tummy. They won't realize it, and then it could make things inside of the tummy. But if this kli cheres was designated for pura, aduma, ashes, or for kachim, they're going to know that's a special kli cheres. Especially, we have to be very careful with that. No tum at all. So they're not going to make a tummy, and therefore we can borrow those utensils, and utensils get saved from it, etc., etc.
Sorry, isn't kachim food? Isn't it?
But you could put food in a kli cheres. You take it home.
You said food was...
Sweet. Or other things, or things that were... This was something used for kachim. This kli cheres was used for kachim. And now you have a utensil. You have a utensil in it. But that's not it. It was like I guess they had certain kalim that were special kachim kalim.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we had a special kachim kalim.
If it was a
special afer paraduma kli. So they're going to be very careful about
it. Even if it was metal utensil inside.
We won't make a decree on that. So if you, as a chaver, have a special kachim kli, guess what? An amaris will be careful about it too. So now it'll protect it. Even though normally it won't. But if it's a kachim kli, then even an Amoritz would be careful about it, so we don't have to make the decree out there.
You would assume that an Amoritz would, it was Kachem, he would put a seal.
He'll be very careful. It'll never be Tomei.
A cover over it and assume it was okay, it was earthenware.
And he'll make sure that the Kaylee won't be Tomei. That's the point.
But he wouldn't do that for...
For regular Kli Cheres, Stamzei is not so particular. That's the thing. He thinks Kli Cheres will protect under all circumstances. For Kachim, he already knows, Kachim's Kachim. That's a special thing. I have to make sure it's not tummy at all. So they're more careful with Kli Cheres of Kachim, so the rule does not apply. Okay, moving away from Amaratzim, and now moving, now there. Okay, if I'm in this room already, I can use the picture, but the picture, in my mind, is even makes it harder to understand. But since we've all paid for the app, so we want to feel we got our money's worth, right? Is there a little psychological thing there? So let me just quickly get the...
Where is it? It's not in $2.
It should be in Dalid.
Yeah, it's not in one or two. It's not on three either.
Why is it doing? It's going to take me all the way to Aleph. This app.
Yeah, it's on four.
This Aleph app is like...
You're Parak Aleph?
I don't know, it just...
No, I think it can help you with that.
Okay, maybe later.
This is when the rabbi...
Okay, here we are.
You're too far. I think you're assuming the rabbi. Look at the top.
24.
You've got to go to 23.
One too many. 23.
No, you've gone too far.
Aloha Dalid.
Rabbi Boyskotz.
Oh, the rabbi Boyskotz. Yes. Yeah, I see that.
There is a picture, I know.
It's Dalid.
It is, it's Dalid. Dalid.
Dalid. Dalid 4.
Okay, Dalid, Dalid.
It's at the bottom. There you go.
No, we... I did this.
When? You didn't do this, Rabbi.
Oh, I prepared.
You've gone over for yourself.
I prepared it twice already, so I think I did it twice. Okay, fine. All right.
You haven't done it with us yet.
Dalit, Aruba. Okay, you've got...
Is this the island?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You've got a top floor and a bottom floor. Lower level, high level. Imagine a house, a floor... Bottom floor, top floor, okay? Aruba, and now you got a window in between the top and bottom floor.
It's a skylight.
But it's going right to the next floor, right? And it's a tefach by tefach. Very important. It means Tuma can go through, okay? But now you got something in that hole there. Shebein bayis l'aliyah, between bayis is the first floor, and aliyah, this picture is not relevant for a while, so don't...
That's why it's 4-4.
Don't even look at it. We're over here now.
Avert your eyes.
Okay, we're over here. Okay, so now, and now in that hole on the floor there, Unakuva Bekoines Ma. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Vituma Babais Ukdera Nusun Al Piaru. And you've got a Kli Cheres is sitting on top of the hole. The bottom of the Kli Cheres is blocking the hole.
Ah.
Okay? It's blocking the hole. Al Pi Aruba. Okay? And...
It's pretty big Kederis. If it's 4x4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it covers up the whole thing. However, Unakuva, it's got a hole. and big enough that it's not going to let it work. It won't be. It loses its torus kli.
The
konis mashka and liquid.
At the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom.
In the bottom of the kli.
Or anywhere. The really, it could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. Okay. But it's got a hole, and it's a hole that the liquid can go in. And we already said that that doesn't protect. Mm-hmm. Anything inside of it, it doesn't protect. Remember, if it's covered up, even if it's a tzami puzzle, but it was a hole there,
right.
Doesn't protect. That was the regular halachas. Yeah. Now we're going to do the following. Okay, now what happens is, and now we put a corpse on the bottom floor.
Yeah, the gedera is bad.
The bottom floor
is good.
Right.
Okay, so the tumah goes through the roof. Through the tefach, so tefach by tefach. Now, if that keli was a bona fide kosher keli, it could block. Oh, kelim don't block.
No, they do not.
But could protect, right? Could protect the keli. Can't be tummy from the bottom if it's a proper keli, and the contents it could protect, right? We'll see. But anyway, so first of all, hakedera tameya. The kedera is tameya.
Because it's got a hole in it.
Because it's hitting it in the hole, mm-hmm. Right? And the contents in that are tamei, okay? Because no, I'm sorry. The case is I'm sorry that the hole is I think in the bottom. I think the hole's in the bottom.
Does it say? What does it say?
I think so because it seems the tuma is going through the hole. It's going through that hole, okay? Because for tuma itself. It can even go through this little thing because the keli is not protecting it. Okay, fascinating halacha. The halia tahora, but the second floor is tar.
Right.
The second floor is tar because you don't have a full tefach opening up to the second floor. It's blocked by the keli. It's blocked. The keli is blocking it, but the thing is tamei itself. The keli becomes tamei, right? Because it's got that hole in it,
and it's con-
so it's able to go there. But since the hole in the utensil is not a tefach al tefach, all right, so it's not able to go past there.
Did you say keli don't block a few minutes ago?
I know. That's why it's a problem here. I guess now if it's not a Torus Kaylee, since it's not a Torus Kaylee, then it's just like anything that covers it.
It's lost its Kaylee status because of the hole.
Because of the hole, it loses the Kaylee status, so it's just a regular cover.
So then it's better, in a way.
It's better for the rest of the house.
It's not good for the Kaylee.
But not for the Kaylee.
It's good, but it's good for the top floor. Yeah.
All right. So now, that's a very interesting case.
If it was a Kaylee, then the top floor would be coming?
Well, it couldn't block the tumah, but the keli would be tar.
Yeah,
but that's the top floor,
the
things on the top floor would be
tumah. Yeah, wouldn't block. But this wasn't okay. Well, let's see. Let's see the next halacha. All right, I don't know. I'm not sure how he resolves that. Even though kelim usually, unless you're going to say that the keli is.
This is what he says at the explanation at the bottom. Mipnesha ein benekev hakadera petach patach tefach al tefach.
So the tuma can't.
Shetuma asuya lavor.
So the tuma can't pass through it. I understand that, but I don't know. Maybe klicheres is different. I'm not exactly sure because the next talk is going to be even harder here.
Okay, let's do
this. Okay, now what if hoyser shleima? What if the pot was completely full, completely closed?
Oh, so there's no hole now?
There's no hole at all. Okay, but now you'd like it to work. In other words, we're going to compare this case to if you had something inside the kli. Remember we said something's inside the kli, only liquids, food, and kli cheres inside.
Yeah.
And regular utensils are not, rabbinically, right? So heise shleim, if the pot was now a complete pot.
Is it sealed or not sealed?
I guess it was sealed. Kol shebalia, anything on the top floor, me'acholim u'mashkim u'klicheres tar. Food, drink, and klicheres is tar. Avo odom u'kleishetav shebaliatem, but a person and a regular utensil, which is usual to find there, tmeim, is tamei. Why? She'ein klicheres chotzeis, because remember, we already said the rabbinic law is, it only protects right? But the Rabbanon, it doesn't protect. So that's what he's saying. The kol shebalia tar, and everything that's in the second floor is tar. Kilu tachas talmid pasul b'klicheres. It's no different than being in a klicheres in a talmid pasul. In other words, we apply the same rules to what's inside a klicheres talmid pasul if it's in a house with a corpse, to if it's blocking the tumah from going through, even though it could block it, but it can't block it for things that if it would be inside the tumah pasul derabanan. We carry the derabanan stringencies not only when the item is in the tumah pasul,
but outside of it.
But even if it's blocking to protect, it won't protect outside any better than if the thing was inside.
So seal keli does block.
So it seems that if it's because it's in the it seems it does. It does, I think what maybe it is when it acts as an ohel. I think it's like this: when do we say keli doesn't stop it? When it is the ohel. Here it's just blocking the hole. That's when it doesn't work. When you have a regular keli up in the air and tumah there, then it doesn't block it. But if you already have a roof and you just have a hole, so it's just filling the hole. It's just filling the hole. So really, you fill the hole.
I guess it's no worse than just a platform or something.
Right. So you're filling the hole. But the problem is, Durabbanan, we're going to say that other items, just like when it's in the Tzamid Pasul, it's not protected. So therefore, even if it's on the second floor, it's the same thing as if it had been the Tzamid Pasul. And the Chol Shebaliyah, Tar. Everything else that's on the second floor is Tar. Okay, ki'ilu hutachas tamid pasul. It's no different than being inside the vessel with a tamid pasul, the klicheres and the klicheres, where it only saves food, drink, and klicheres inside that. V'timu adam, and it will be matame the person. We had a case before that the person isn't tame, but that was an unusual thing for him to be in a klicheres. But to be on a second floor, that's not unusual. That's something that is very often found. Lafika, therefore, imhoya balia zu. So let's say on the second floor is a klimatkos, a metal utensil. Ukayoitzvay moli mashkin, a metal utensil with liquid in it. And the second floor, with this keli blocking it. What's going to be the halacha?
Okay, the metal utensil is tuma.
Right.
But that liquid should be tahor.
That's right. Hakli tame tuma shiva. The kli is going to be tame tuma shiva.
Yeah.
Maybe rabbinically.
Yeah,
maybe
it's not. That's an araisa. That's rabbinically.
But the metal utensil doesn't.
The mashkin tahor and the liquids are tahor because that the pot saves it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
even though
no different than being in the klicheres, same rule. We're applying the laws there as if it would have been in the klicheres. And being in the klicheres, the utensils would be tamei. So if it's in the waters of klicheres, it would be tar. So if it's outside and the klicheres is blocking, it would be the same halacha.
I'm just struggling how liquid in a tamei vessel can be tar.
It's rabbinic. That's the whole point. If it's rabbinic, rabbis can say what they want. Right? If the rabbis, let's put it this way. Yeah. Let's have a klicheres. Inside the klicheres, you've got a tuna fish sandwich and a keli.
Oh, yeah, one's tummy, one's.
So one's tummy, one's. How could you say that? They're in the same thing. The answer is one's rabbinic.
Right.
Rabbinic doesn't have to follow rhyme, it follows a rhyme or reason, and only the rhyme and reason.
As specified by the rabbi.
Exactly. So that's how far it goes. That's what he's saying, even if the water's in the pot. But that really, what he could have told you in the last halacha, if you have a klicheres that's sealed and there's a corpse room and inside is a vessel in it with water, would be the same halacha. The vessel will be tummy, the water will be tar.
Yeah.
But it's only rabbinic tumah. It's not real tumah. Okay, now, let's take it a step further.
Dough now.
You got a woman on the second floor who's kneading dough. On the second floor. The corpse on the first floor. The klicheres is trying to block it from going through. There's a kneading bowl made out of wood. Right?
And there's
dough over there. The woman is tameh. The kneading bowl is tameh.
Right?
Tuma Shiva, 7 days. Vabotzek tar, but the dough is tar because it's food, and food doesn't get tame. Kolzman shows second. So as long as she's kneading it. Now a very fascinating halacha. So let's say she's kneading the dough on the second floor. There's a corpse on the first floor. There's a klicheres on top that's sealed. So now we're going to say, well, it goes, klicheres should stop it. Oh, no, the rabbi said, no, it's not going to work for utensils. It's not going to work for a person. So the person, the woman's tame, the bowl is tame. The food is tar.
Right.
What if now, Persha, she stops needing it, goes for a 2-minute walk, comes back now and touches the dough.
Now it's a problem. Well, now the dough is contaminated.
Fascinating how
from her.
V'chazra v'noga bo. And now she touches the timata. She That's makes it. The tame.
Done. Finished.
As this is unrelated to the tumas mace.
Yeah.
I have a question on that. That doesn't make sense. I'll tell you what I mean. In other words, he's saying from the initial tumah going in, but her tumah is a rabbinic tumah.
Yeah.
So while she's kneading it, she's not matame it.
Right. She leaves it and comes back, she does.
But now when she leaves it and she comes back, she's matame it because it's not the corpse that's being matame.
It's her.
She's matame. My only problem is I don't understand.
She's tame from the corpse.
That's what I understand. If she was kneading it, if she couldn't make the dough tame when she's kneading it, what does it matter if she walked away?
Because now she's a different tumah.
Still tumah derabbanan.
100%. But she's now she's tumah. When she's involved in the act, there the rabbi, that's where the rabbis made the decree. When she leaves the act and now comes back separately,
it's a further delineation of the rabbinic decree.
They can say whatever they want. It seems not.
Yeah. Logical. So therefore, when she steps away,
yes, and then comes back.
In other words, the initial contact of tumah will not apply to the dough.
Right.
When she steps away, it's already a secondary, but it's all rabbinic, clearly rabbinic. Similarly, what if she takes the dough and the liquid out of the dough she was, the bowl she was in, and poured it into another bowl that was in that room?
A metal bowl that became
Tame. So now nitmu b'magal kli acher, they become tame by touching that kli. Same way, if she would have walked away, they kept stumbling. Okay, now, Hoya al pi aruba zu.
In a way, it's even harder to believe because harder to understand because it's in the same room. It was,
yeah, but
food didn't leave the room.
I understand, but well, I guess now you're putting it. I hear.
It's the same case as the woman. Now you're
same case.
At least she left.
Okay, yeah, I hear. Now, Hoya al pi aruba zu. What if in this second floor? Or what if on this aruba shar kelim hametzilim mitzalim puzzle? What are the other utensils that do block? A regular one that does work. She'ein makabel tuma, that they're never makabel tuma. Remember, you can have a vessel that's not makabel tuma, stone. Okay. With a tzamid puzzle, it blocks, and there's no worry, no gzera with the amoritz because stone never becomes tame at all.
Yeah.
So there, ain't a makabel tuma, kamosh biarnu, and therefore will be the law of the same case, corpse on the bottom, this keli,
everything is tahor.
It's all going to be blocked. Lefikach ein mag amoritz matame, so the amoritz touching this kind of kli would never make it tame. Or she had klicheres atar lepor aduma, let's say this was klicheres for por aduma in normal use. Oh, lekodesh for kachim, shakol nemal and shos, they're all believed on that. Harezel matzil al komash, saves everything that's in the top floor because it's a good thing that protects it. Okay, now we got the little picture we all been waiting for. That's why we're in this room. Another 2 minutes, we'll finish
the
perek. Okay, second floor. Now, just understand, there is a hole that's a tefach wide there.
That's the picture.
But you have a tent, and now the extra part of the tent, the material just goes over the hole. It is covering the hole. It's just three-dimensional. It's not that the hole is going through the thing.
There's no cutout.
Yeah, it's no cutout. There's a hole underneath. It's covering the hole. You really wouldn't see the hole.
Right.
Okay? The question is that going to block it? Now, clearly, if the tent was over it, the hole, it would clearly block it because that's an oil that would block it. Question, what's the status of the extra material on the side? The overlap. That's the question. If you have a tent that's pitched on the second floor, and a little bit is hanging over like we see and it's covering up the hole, ala ruba, if there's tum on the basement floor, it'll protect it. Even if the hole is a tefach wide, because the extra protects it. Even though the tent, the roof part of the tent is not over the hole, but still, shall ohel matzil bekisui.
We're saying even
if it was with any kind of a cover.
So even if it wasn't a tent, It's just material.
That's what we're saying, and this is the extra material.
But if there was
the
no
part that's on the ground is not the tent. It's not an ohel. Right. It is not an ohel.
Right.
But any material would cover it. I don't know why he has to say that. Why didn't he just mention just covering it with material? It would seem to be the same extension of that.
Okay,
good place to stop it for today. We finished.